too much, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, or having nobody on my platform do too much that's going to take away from the primary goal, and that's to bring our special guests in here, yes. and not take the focus off and have all these long conversations about where it's mixing, how, and blah, 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 blah. The song is fire. We're going to leave it right yeah. there. You dope, my boy. Keep going.
Yep, keep
and,
going.
And, you know, and shout out to you, and I'm going to pray for you and your moms and everything yeah. get better financially, and I need y'all to pray for me, too, because I got a big too. Burden on my shoulder. All right. So without further ado, man, you can start getting up. We're going to start to bring in our special guest. You can start getting up, okay. stand there, so we can meet him over there. All right, let's go, man. Carlos, let's get it.
Hey. Hey, I feel like the best out of my city. I feel like the best out of my city.
Illustrated.
Big seven is the best out of my city. Test me in this party like a candle, it get litty. I come from a place where niggas killin', show no pity. Cuz I said them niggas ain't 100, give them 50. Told them chill out, don't care if niggas hate me cuz I'm winning. I look up to God and ask them why I keep on sinning. Y'all know how I rock, know I've been real since the beginning. Tired of you niggas that be frontin', I've been tryna fish the real out. I feel like yeah. the best out of my city, no contesting it. Ain't no place for pussies, you get right or you get left with it. Got no time for niggas tryna talk my head to deficit. Got no time for beef, on smoke and put his ass to rest and shit. I watch out for snakes, I'm from the garden. Well, we play with rockets off the cool, but we ain't hardened. Hey, look, please just let me be, don't get me started. Nike, I just do it with this rap shit, I'm the hardest. Hey, look, I feel like the champion, not a lot to handle this. Any nigga playing like he tough, we gon' dismantle him. See just how I'm managing, opposition panicking. Niggas in my phone, I be too busy, I ain't answering. I done went and really got my bands up. All I see is niggas that be sitting with their hands up. Hey, look, I done went and really got my bands up. All I see is niggas that be sitting with their hands up. Hey, look, cause I feel like the best out of my city. Test me in this party like a candle, it get litty. I come from a place where niggas killin', show no pity. Cuz I said them niggas ain't 100, give them 50. Told them chill out, don't care if niggas hate me cuz I'm winning. I look up to God and ask them why I keep on sinning. Y'all know how I rock, know I've been real since the beginning. Tired of you niggas that be frontin', I've been tryna fish the real out. Niggas tryna beef this out of jealousy. Probably cause they know that they ain't never getting next to me. Ayy, just know you gon' fail, you get to testin' me. Only hit my phone if it's about the bread especially. Ayy, look, I've been tryna take a point.
Our special guest is in the building, in the green room. About to pull up in about 2 minutes. Y'all know we are very selective. Y'all know we number one in Jersey, but taking over the whole internet, 15 different platforms deep. iHeartRadio podcast, Mixlr app, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, TuneIn app, Amazon podcast, iHeart, you name it. We there on all 16 different platforms simultaneously. And we live. A lot of podcasts, they send their stuff out, you know, after they record it. But we live right now on all social medias. You can watch us on Facebook. You can watch us on YouTube. You can watch us on Instagram. You can watch us on Twitch. You can watch us on TikTok.
All of that.
You can watch us on ChristianMingle.com.
That too.
No. Hallelujah. We ain't there yet. But listen, y'all, we have a special guest in the building we're going to be bringing on. Again, y'all know we only bring select people on the platform. Even the celebrities, we handpick and make sure that they out here doing what they do. They connect. It's in order to embody time to grind, you just can't be a dope artist. Mm-hmm. You got to be connected. You got to be out here grinding. You got to be, whether it's real estate, whether it's acting, time to grind is just so universal. Mm-hmm. That it can, you out there selling waters, getting your money selling dollar waters, and you time to, nigga, you time to grind. Because the motto is,
if you don't grind, you don't shine.
Facts. So again, man, this guy we about to bring to y'all, he go by the name of Nick Brooks, actor, artist. I'm adding on entrepreneur. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure if you're an actor and you're an artist, you are an entrepreneur. Whether you got management or somebody else over, you still an entrepreneur.
Yes.
So let's do this, man. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I need y'all to start clapping it up early. Let's give it up to my guy. My guy.
Right.
Who go by the name of
Nick
Brooks. What's going on, my guy? Welcome to Time to Grind
welcome,
Radio.
Welcome.
I appreciate y'all having me. I got a nice setup in here.
Hey, listen, this is why not just anybody could get here. I mean, we got to look better than the super big. You see what I'm saying? They can't get no chips. They can't get no Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. And all the celebrities come through and be like, y'all independent? Yeah, nigga, we indie.
I was in the other room over there snacking on pretzels. I was like, man, last time I did one of these, man, they put me in the janitor's closet while I was waiting to come up for the interview.
Yeah, no, so this is why, you know, again, and Pilar, I tell you, It might be the good Illuminati where you got to know somebody or you got to be, because there's certain celebrities that want to come, we turn down, like you ain't a fit for the joint.
Shout out to Miss Pilar Scratch.
Shout out to Miss Pilar!
Dr. Pilar.
Oh, yeah, she's the pluggy wuggy right there. She is the one. But look, man, first of all, again, welcome to Time to Grind Radio. We want you to just set the tone, man, by telling them who is Nick Brooks.
Who is Nick Brooks? Okay. I'm a man of many talents.
Okay.
I'm a small town kid from Somerset, New Jersey.
Okay.
I rep Jersey to the fullest.
I love
Everywhere
it.
Everywhere I go. Matter of fact, I got it tattooed on my back.
Oh, word.
So wherever I go, Jersey comes with me.
I love that.
I played basketball my entire life.
Wow.
I played for Rutgers University. I graduated 2021. I play for Coach Steve Peichel. He's the GOAT. And when I stopped playing basketball, I had this little epiphany moment, because I had spent so much of my life dedicating all of my time to one thing, sports. I was trying to get to the NBA.
Wow.
I would have laid down and died to get a chance to play in the NBA. I missed out on so much stuff as a kid, just being a kid, birthday parties, sleepovers, you know, doing stuff that you think that all kids should really get a chance to do just so they could have a normal childhood. I missed out on so much stuff as a kid trying to chase this basketball thing, man. And granted, nonetheless, at the end of the day, like, I got to do so much cool stuff, but at the end of the day, I didn't get to achieve my goal of making it all the way there. So when I stopped playing basketball, I had this little epiphany coming to Jesus moment where I ain't had nothing going for me. I'm sitting in my mom's basement every day. Because, you know, you get out of school and college, you ain't got no job lined up. You're going right back to your parents' crib. So all that freedom that you had running around campus and whatever you was doing, you know, seeing this girl, seeing that girl, going to parties and whatnot, all that go out the window. Because I went back to my mom's crib. I had to be respectful. I couldn't do any of that stuff. And I had to really do a whole lot of soul searching and seeing what I was going to do with my life next. I was 23 years old. So I had time. But, again, I didn't want to really waste that much time. So I always figured, like, what's the next coolest job next to being in the NBA? I said, well, I always wanted to be on TV in some way, shape, or form or capacity. I'm a huge movie watcher. I love watching movies. I love watching TV. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm an avid TV show watcher.
So you know all the shows. You done studied them all.
Oh, my God, man. It sounds a little bit counterproductive, because I don't want to make it seem like I just sit at home and watch TV all day. But, like, I really do enjoy, like, being entertained by, like, a certain storyline or characters or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to get into acting, because...
And how long ago was this? Because we trying to paint that picture so they could follow the journey.
Mm-hmm. I graduated from Rutgers in 2021, May of 2021, coming out of the pandemic. And I think I started acting right towards the end of that year. So probably October, November, December. I had no idea what I was doing. Like, when I look back at, like, how I carried myself, how I auditioned, how I submitted self-tapes, I had no idea what I was doing. It's kind of like when you look at yourself from, like, your high school yearbook.
Right.
Let me get them ugly days behind me. But, I started acting, and I'm my mom's drama child. So I got a younger brother, and him and I are, like, polar opposites. I'm the type of person to come in the room, say hi to everybody. I'll sit there and talk to you about your whole life story for 30 minutes. Next thing you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's time to go home. My brothers are kind of introverted. So he kind of, like, stays to himself and kind of minds his own business. So me trying to get into the world of entertainment was perfect for me. And I told my mom, and shout out to my mom, because...
Shout out to Mom Dukes. We got to give it up for Mom Dukes, man. Because people will come here and don't even shout out their girlfriend, their homies on the block, and forget moms and Jesus.
I'm telling you, the one thing my mom always did for me, she always supported me in my creative, artistic endeavors. Like, she never said,
boy,
you got to go get a job.
Wow.
Or, this is, you wasting your time doing this music thing. You wasting your time doing this acting thing. This is a shot in the dark. Why are you doing this? You got bills to pay. My mom never did that to me. Still hasn't done to me. I've been at this for damn near 5 years now. And I literally was on the phone with her talking about this the other day. I was like, Mom, like, I got to make it. Because if I don't, like, I got to make this investment. She paid for my first set of acting classes. My first acting coach, my mom paid for that too. She's always,
so she was investing.
She always supported me in anything I wanted to do, man. So like now I have to prove her right.
Wow.
Cause she wouldn't have ever did that if she didn't believe in me. Cause she knew that I was her drama child. Like if my younger brother tried to go about.
So you got two brothers? No,
I got a younger brother. He's 24. I'm 27.
Okay.
But, yeah, my mom, she's always supported me, and to this very day, even when work gets slow, even when like the music not hitting, and you know I'm not really booking that many acting gigs,
she's still supporting.
My mom is still always right there, like cheering me on, man. So
I love it, man. So that's a second round of applause for Mom Dukes, man. Second round of applause, gotta love it. And you out of Jersey, man, that's dope. You know, it's good to see, Jersey entertainers expand their horizons, because a lot of people is just only chasing rap, and it's so cluttered with so many people doing it. Like, I have a label, I have an artist, but I got a radio station, I'm doing other stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's almost intertwined, like the acting and basketball and hip-hop. It's almost like the actors be cool with the rap. It's like kind of intertwined, so it's almost in the same arena. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So at what point did you know that I'm going to get this new single, Jealous, to that next level? Like, what point you felt like, I got this one, this is the one right here? Because I know you did plenty of other records, but tell me about this Jealous single, man, that we pushing.
Yeah, man. Jealous, I got the beat from my boy, Dave. He's a producer out of Rutgers, actually.
Okay,
I'm keeping it in the family. I've worked with him on a couple of my other tracks in the past. And originally, I wanted something different from him.
Mm-hmm.
He had kind of just said, look, bro, like, I know you asked me for this.
But take this.
But just take this and, like, see, like, how you just, like, sit with it for a little bit.
Right, right.
And at first, I was kind of like, But I kept the record for, like, a week. He was like, bro, if you don't like it, send it back to me. We'll work on something else. I think I had the record for, like, a week. And I started, like, bumping it in the car. That's always how, like, I always sit with a record. I go in the car, I turn it all the way up, and I just drive. Like, so driving with me, if you're in a passenger seat, is probably a pain in the ass, because I'll probably listen to the same instrumental for like 20
and then something comes to you,
and then I'll be like, nah, I know what I'm gonna make this song about. So I called my boy up, who he's got a lot of writing credits on a lot of my stuff. He go by the name of Todd Soul.
We from Jersey too.
He from Jersey.
Rutgers too.
Nah, he's not like my little brother. He's damn near family at this point, but he grew up with my younger brother. It's like him, my younger brother, and there's like three of them. They're all like this big friend group. Taj is the one who's like musically talented. He's always been musically talented. So when I decided to take the music thing seriously after I started acting, he was the first person who I called. And like I wouldn't say all of my music, but a large majority of them, he has a lot of creative input. He's got creative input on my visuals. He's got creative input on my marketing.
Do you have a visual for Jealous? Not yet.
We haven't done it.
Because you know we're a visual platform, so they'll be able to see.
Oh, don't worry, man.
It's coming.
We're gonna get to it once the people. I want to see how the people react to it first.
Okay.
Because we live in a day and age now where you can make a visual for a song, but like you should probably save your visuals for the songs that got the most buzz.
Yeah, no, this is definite. It ain't probably. This is you understanding.
Yeah, man.
How this be back in the days? They even shooting videos before they even put the song out.
Which is now you got to backwards. At that point.
Yes, it's a new way of doing this. You can shoot content, three pieces of content with your iPhone, seeing what people checking for, and then invest the money in the video once you see that you got something.
That's
but
the
before
route
we get into this record, we got to see how you turn up, man, because, again, we don't have company often here. Well, you know, they either got to be upper echelon celebrity or somebody on their way that's grinding, that's really putting in the work. So we be excited when we have company in the building to turn up. You think you could catch the turn up with us or not? You think you might could catch it?
Oh, of course. That's what we said before.
Oh, we going to see right now. You ready, Jay?
I'd be insulted if you did it.
We about to see now. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I need y'all to put that fire emoji. Y'all know my favorite emoji, and we gonna turn up right now and see if my boy Nick Brooks can catch the turn up. You got the mic, ain't no excuses. We gonna see how you catch on right now. If y'all know my favorite emoji, my favorite emoji is that. Let's see if that boy Nick can catch the turn up. Let's see if that boy Nick can catch the turn up.
Now.
Nick Brooks now.
You know what's going down. Blocker!
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 Blocker, 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 blocker! Hip hop for me!
Julia Jade now.
Nick Brooks now.
You know what's going down. Blocker.
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 Blocker, 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 blocker. Hip hop hooray. Ho. Hey. Ho. Hey. Ho. Hey. Ho. My boy Nick caught the way. Give it up for my boy, man. He caught it.
Fuck with y'all, man. That's dope. That's positive vibes.
Hey, listen. Vibes. This is why everybody can't get this, bro. It'll be people lined up outside ready to rob you with the. You go to some of these stations, they outside smoking. It's just, bro, I done been to places.
I've been there.
And I'm like, nigga, I am never going back. So when I started my shit, I said, whether it's SZA, whether it's Sauce Walker, whenever who come up in here, they're going to feel so comfortable. Sauce came up in here with about 1.5 in jewelry. He said, Seb, this is the most comfortable station. And, you know, these people going all around the world. See, I feel so comfortable right now.
You know what I'm saying?
And it just feel good, especially, you know, Jersey got a little bad rap out here, especially how close we are to my main city. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Dude, it gets spooky in New Jersey, man.
Oh, yes, it does,
people
man.
People sleep on New Jersey just because we in between New York and Philly.
Right.
Jersey.
Well, they don't sleep on Newark, I can tell you that. Newark and Camden for sure. They definitely ain't sleeping. Maybe some of the other cities, but they know you come to Newark wrong and you just hanging out in the wrong spot on the wrong day. You're liable to be, you know what I'm saying? It's liable to go down. So thanks for giving us an excellent turn up. You caught it. I done had some celebrities that was in here that didn't even jump in. They just sitting there. One homegirl from Love & Hip Hop was just doing her hair like this the whole time while we over here like, hey, always like,
hell no.
Where's the turn up? Where's the catch up? Oh, my God.
No, that can't be me, man.
So, again, this Jealous record, is it inspired by like personal situation? Tell me about it, man. Tell me about it, man. We want to be nosy before we get it on.
Jealous is like a kind of Latin hip hop vibe, which I haven't really done nothing like that up until this point, until I got this instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
Lyrically, it definitely, I could definitely probably draw back some personal experiences with some women that I've dealt with in the past.
Oh, and it's women, so it ain't like guys to everybody, equal opportunity. It's more specifically catered towards women being jealous.
It's very emotional.
No, I think that, again, I think that anybody can relate to any of my music, regardless of what your sexual orientation may be.
Right.
I don't just make music for one type of demographic. That's one of the reasons why I got into making music to begin with. I wanted everybody to feel some type of way when they listen
to me. So, because you know they got like seven genders now, so you want everybody, no matter what they do.
I'm an LGBTQ ally.
Okay. Give it up for my boy.
That is one thing that I will tell y'all. When I played sports as a youngin', I didn't really get a chance to, like, interact with a lot of gay folks.
Uh-huh.
When I started taking the acting more seriously, I met so many great gay people.
Right.
And, like, I'm like, yo, like, because I've never really been homophobic.
Right, me neither.
I'm like, yo, like, I got friends, homeboys, they're gay. So what? They great right. people.
Right.
They're not trying to fuck me.
Right.
Like, y'all, like, right. we, like, shit. They cool people.
Right, right.
See, I got homegirls who are gay. Like, I'm not trying to, we don't go out and I don't feel like I'm competing with her for women.
Right.
So, like, I guess it's 2025, man. Nobody's judging anybody. And that's one of the reasons why, like, I'm so happy that, like, I decided to dive into the entertainment space.
Right.
Because I feel like I wasn't really getting that when I was in athletics, when I was an athlete. And that really opened up my eyes to, like, not really, I don't want to say not judging people, but, like, right. seeing people as equals regardless of who you
are. What's their preference is, right.
You got a right to live your life however you want to live it.
Right. Now, when you say ally, does that mean that you, like, will go to the parades and, like be at the parades with them and just, like, supporting the movement or whatever? When you say ally, what does that actually mean?
When you're an ally, that means that you have sacrificed something or lost something that has helped that community in particular.
Okay.
Like, I've lost friends who...
And family members, too, right?
Not even, like, from a family member. I mean, there's people in my family who, like, are obviously kind of old school, and they don't see it how I see it, but I've lost friends because I've seen them, like, bullying gay people.
Right.
I'm like, bro, that's not cool, bro. Like,
right.
they that's didn't... You don't need to treat those people any different just because they live their life different from you. That's just a form of ignorance that I feel like we as a society have to lose at some point if we want to.
That's dope progress. Coming from an artist, especially a hip hop artist, because you know the hip hop community, although that community pretty much run the industry and run the world. There's a lot of people that is part of that community that runs the entertainment business. But in hip hop is this such manly thing where if you cool with somebody that's that lifestyle, then you saw for you that like nah, bro, like they that
works.
Phobia stuff. I'm definitely not.
Seven, I know some gay people that will like beat your ass. Man.
I like, do too, nigga.
Like, man, what?
Bro? I know like, some bro.
You think bro soft because he gay?
Right, right.
Beat the shit out you, boy. Think this shit is a game?
Right. All right, let's get to this record, man. I mean, it's good to know, you know. Your perspective, this what connects you more to a broader audience who understand that, you know, you ain't biased. Some people is biased.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Some people just like, you know, everybody got their own, everybody got shortcomings.
Yeah.
Everybody on God's green earth got their shortcomings, but they pick and choose which ones they want to make the worst or what they, it's just crazy. Anyway, let's get to this record, man. You on the floor, introduce that joint to the world right now. We about to get to it so they can hear the single that you pushing right now.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, They Want Nick, man, Nick Brooks, and I'm over here rocking with my homeboy, Seven,
hey.
And my homegirl, Julia J.
Hey. You can tell he's an actor. He remember anything.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, ain't nothing to me to memorize lines. I'm over here at Time to Grind, man, and they get ready to play my new single. It's titled Jealous, man. Make sure y'all turn that up on y'all speakers this summer at the cookouts, at the clubs, when you with your girl, when you not with your girl.
Let's get right to it, man. This is an exclusive joint. Y'all heard it here first. Time to Grind, booming live, number one in Jersey. Let's go!
So suspicious when I'm with my friends, I'm trying to speculate on the influence. Cause when it's you and me, the same energy, it ain't meant to be, girl, we've been through it. I love you, Nick, you know it's you. Talk real slick when I drink a bit, I'm not blaming it on the alcohol. When you not here, you giving me withdrawal. I'm jealous, so, so jealous. Yeah, I'm jealous. So jealous.
Somerset, New Jersey, what's good?
My biggest fear runs all through my head. I said, don't worry, baby.
Let's bring this back to the top. We here, man. Shout out to that girl, Pilar. Pilar, what up, Joe?
Hey. I'm trying to speculate on the influence. Cause you and me, the same energy. It ain't meant to be, girl. We've been through it. I love you, Nick. You know this shit. I talk real slick when I drink a bit. I'm not blaming it on the alcohol. When you not here, you giving me withdrawal.
Jealous.
I'm jealous.
Oh.
So jealous.
Instagram, I see y'all.
I'm jealous.
It's that boy, Nick Brooks. We here, Time to Grind. Boom.
Disappear. My biggest fear runs all through my head. I said, don't worry, baby. These groupie hoes, they can't get up in my bed.
you trying me?
L-O-Q-S. Yes.
So suspicious when I'm with my friends, I'm trying to speculate on the influence. Cause when it's you and me, this ain't energy. It ain't meant to be, girl, we've been through it. I love you, Nick, you know this shit. I talk real slick when I drink a bit. I'm not blaming it on the alcohol. When you not here, you giving me withdrawal. I'm jealous, so, so jealous. Yeah, I'm jealous, so, so jealous. Disappear. My biggest fear runs all through my head. I said, don't worry, baby. These groupie hoes, they can't get up in my bed. They try me like, why me? Where did I go so wrong? I was trying to tell you how I felt about it, so I put this shit in a song. She's jealous, so, so jealous. She's jealous, yeah. So, so jealous, overly jealous. Now I'm out in Cabo with some fine hoes, nice sipping margaritas through the night. What a nice life. Pull a big pimp and know that Nick's in it. Seeing that you feel away from a distance. Really love all the hate, but the hate come with pain. Turn the pain into fame. Thank God I ain't the same. Ain't the same, no, no, no. No, I ain't the same, no, no, no.
You're now rocking with Big 7 and Friends on Time to Grind Radio. If you don't grind, you don't shine.
J-E-A-L.
Let's bring it back one more time, man. It's a lot of jealous people out here. Hey. Hey.
J-E-A-L-O.
Let's go. We here. Time to grind. Booming loud. That boy Nick Brooks is here. Hey. Oh.
The same energy, it ain't meant to be, girl, we've been through it.
Been through it.
I love you, Nick, you know the shit.
Uh-huh.
I talk real slick when I drink a bit. I'm not blaming it on the alcohol. When you not here, you giving me withdrawal. I'm jealous, so, so jealous. Yeah, I'm jealous, so, so jealous. When you disappear, my biggest fear runs all through my head. I said, don't worry, baby, these groupie hoes, they can't get up in my bed. They try me like, why me? Where did I go so wrong?
Somerset, New Jersey, what's good?
Felt about it, so I put this shit in a song. She's jealous.
Hey.
So, so jealous.
Hey.
She's jealous.
Hey.
So, so jealous. Overly jealous. Now I'm out in Cabo with some fine hoes. Nice life. Margaritas through the night, what a nice life. Pull a big pimp and know that Nick's in it. Seeing that you feel away from a distance.
Hey.
Really love all the hate, but the hate come with pain. Turn the pain into fame. Thank God I ain't the same. Ain't the same, no, no, no. No, I ain't the same, no, no, no.
Instagram, share that love. Unless you jealous. Hey. Instagram, Tommy Grind, Booming Live, we here. The boy Nick Brooks is in the building. Share that live, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. What up, though? What up, though? What up, though? All right, man, we here back off of... Wouldn't be a commercial break because we flicked it up, took some pictures so we could post online. The Carter 2015, what up? He said, what up, cuz? What up, though? Yeah, I'm seeing sync. Commercials, video games. Like, what's your ultimate goal for this record?
Oh, man, I'm so glad you asked. I've been trying to get one of my singles on the 2K soundtrack, the NBA 2K soundtrack.
Okay.
For years now, man, and it's gonna happen. It's just a matter of time of when I could like get my music in front of them because I play the game damn near every day. And like I be hearing like
so you don't watch TV shows every day, you play the game. Which one get most of the time? Because you said the ad, you be watching mad shows, yeah. My boy.
It depends. Like I say the game for like when all of my productivity stuff, like all of my stuff that I need to get done during that day. Once that's out the way, then I'll hop on the game with the homies. But just spending all the time that I do on that game, and I'll be hearing the soundtrack and like the type of artist that's on the game right now, I'll be like, yo, I'll be perfect for this. I got another song. It's called Money on My Mind, man. I'm trying to get this over to the good folks at WWE. Cause they have
that's wrestling, right?
Yeah, they got an event over there. It's called Money in the Bank, that they do every year. So like, if I could give them, my song's titled Money on My Mind. But I mean, it's all about networking, man. I mean, obviously, when you're trying to do it as an independent artist, it's a lot harder because you got to fit the bill for everything, and you got to be the one out there making the connections, getting in front of people, shaking hands, even a little bit of schmoozing from time to time.
And I'm in and shit is
It's hard, man. It's hard when you don't got a label backing
behind you.
But I mean, at the end of the day, man, what I think what's gonna end up happening with my music is, as long as I keep making the connections and doing the work, people are gonna hear my sound and they're gonna be able to relate to it. Like I was just talking to Pilar about this the other week on, you know, the overall plan for this record individually and what we're gonna do moving forward. We got some other stuff lined up. She just made sure that my first stop was to come see y'all.
Talk too. That shit. She know what it is. And you see why?
I see why.
We ain't. You know, it's one thing going to like, you know, even college radio and places that only got a certain amount of radius, 20-mile radius, or even a regional tri-state radius, but we got the whole country tapped in.
Yep.
Canada, Chicago, Philly, Farrah Franklin just tapped in. Shout out to Mini Coops. I'm sorry I couldn't see you play, perform Love, because I had to do an interview tonight, and my artist had to go with Honey Baby and K-Mac at a walkthrough, but I wanted to see you perform. I remember you performed in, was it Atlanta? But I know you did your thing on that stage, and we're going to tap in. Mini Coops, shout out to you. And, we had the show over, and normally, because 11 o'clock is late, and I felt bad, but I'm like, we're grinding, so I know we can adjust. She was like, oh, he with it. I'm like, cool. Normally, you would be here 9, and I felt a little bad, so we're going to have to do the double back. I know you got some other shit you're going to be doing, but, when I first heard the music, without knowing how you look, I thought marketable, because in my mind, I thought you was, you know, from hearing the song, I thought you would be a white boy, respectfully. And that can work marketing-wise. You know how the game go. They let's pick him. Nick, yeah. Before they even see your picture, because they think you, it's like going to a job and your name is Nick and your name is Raheem. They might pick the Nick, might think you, listen, I promise you, if I ain't know you and was up on a vibe from Pilar, from hearing it from the gate, it almost gave me like, oh, this might be some cool white boy. Like, that's just cool, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I ain't never got that before.
Never?
Man. That's the first time I ever heard it. I mean, I know that my voice, like, you can't really, like, pin a face to the way I sound.
Right.
But, like, I feel like that's what's unique about me. Like, you can hear my stuff, and you can be like, damn, like, that's what he looks like.
Was I the only one? Because Clubhouse, you know, you familiar with Clubhouse?
Of course.
So the Clubhouse is usually they Clubhouse. They my friends. They from all over the world. I let them help out with the show. And did anybody without seeing his face, did anybody on Clubhouse almost, well, could have thought maybe he was a different ethnicity or even mixed, whereas you got half, you know what I'm saying? Chili, right? And that particular style you're doing, right? It almost like it don't fit in with the little babies and with everybody else doing in urban culture. Mm-hmm. So for me, it automatically goes sync, commercial, crossover, because the tonality. Listen! Because if you sound like Lil Baby, you'll be in trouble, because there's a million people that's doing the little style they doing it and da-da-da-da-da.
Seven, I ain't getting into this to sound like everybody else, man. I want it
to sound
that.
Like me. I respect
that. I wanted people to hear my stuff and not think of somebody. Now, granted, like, obviously, when you get into music, you obviously have, like, people like who inspired you. Like, I grew up a huge Michael Jackson kid.
Wow.
Michael Jackson is, like, my all-time go. And then, obviously, growing up, like, I listened to the Drakes and the Kendrick Lamars, J. Cole's, The Weeknd, Post Malone. My favorite artist, like, my current favorite artist got to be A Boogie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But, yeah, man, like I didn't get into this to sound like anybody else, because I ain't want to be, I don't go about my life like everybody else. So I don't, like, the fact that you saying that, like, that's, like, all the confirmation I need, like, I'm doing the right thing.
Right, because you're going to stand out again. even if there's people that I run into that sound like a little baby, and they're good, really good.
But that spot's already taken, though.
Right, and it's going to be trouble trying to, in the sea pool of everybody doing that. Chili, because Chili, he's one of the friends, and he happened to be a full-time A&R. Chili, what did you thought when you first heard the record? He's out there in Seattle.
I caught the tail end of it, but I did think that it was definitely sync-worthy. And yeah, I mean, it's somebody typed it in a chat. It can fall in that alternative realm, right? Where it can be this or it could be that. It could be this or it could be that. Like, there's a lot of lanes that you know, type of music can fall into. So yeah, I mean, extremely marketable.
I appreciate that, bro.
And again, it's a blessing because I would work with somebody who is 8 and unique, because I know they're going to grow and find more records than somebody who's a 10 like A Boogie. But they got A Boogie and they got 90 A Boogies or anybody that remotely sound in that arena, that's going to be hard. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard.
And I knew that too, bro, because I met A Boogie in 2019. And like, I had no thought of doing music at this point. Like, I was still playing basketball. But like, when I looked at like his body of work, I'm like, bro, like, I fuck with bro so hard, because he was making music about heartbreak from a male perspective.
Right.
And I done been through that shit thousands of times. So like, immediately, like, I was like, oh my God, like, I'm a blast this dude. When it's 10:30 at night, I'm driving home from my girl's crib because we just got in an argument, or, you know, I caught her texting some other dude or whatever the case may be. But then I thought to myself, I was like, look, if I'm finna do this music thing, like, I can't sound like him. I can't make my visuals look like his. I can't even really, like, talk about the same stuff because he from the Bronx and I'm from Somerset, New Jersey. We grew up two totally different ways. So I can't go out there rapping about what he rap about. It's cool to draw inspiration. But, like, at the end of the day, man, like, it all goes back to me wanting to be me and then trusting the fact this isn't just me personally. This is just, like, every independent artist. Like, trust the fact that the people are going to fall in love with you for you. Mm-hmm. Like, you go out there, be yourself, and then trust the fact that, like, the people are going to fall in love with it. Right. That's how I do it. Because I know that for a fact, like, there's going to be people who don't like my music. Like, I can't tell you how many times I didn't, like, tease the song and the feedback was terrible. But, like, at the end of the day, this is one thing that the guy who got me started on music, he was a fellow actor of mine on a project that I had done a couple years back. I wasn't even doing music at the time. Him and I were just chopping it up off set. And I was like, yo, man, like, I've always had, like, a pretty decent singing voice, but I never, like, tried to record. And he was a producer. So, man, come out of the studio one day. Like, I got something for you. One thing led to another. I made my first record. He was like, damn, like, you sure you ain't never write before? I dropped my first song and went viral on YouTube. It's called Move On. Y'all nice. Can check that out whenever y'all get a chance.
Move On, how old is it?
I dropped it in midway through 2023 is when I dropped it.
So it's still a new record.
Yeah, it's still technically a new record. It's a sample, definitely, so I didn't put it out on DSPs. So I just dropped the YouTube video, and the YouTube video went crazy. It had like 160K views in the first week.
Nice.
So, like, that was, like, all the confirmation I needed. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna take my shot at this music thing, man. Because when God try to tell you something like that, don't ignore it.
Do not.
Don't ignore
Do
it.
Do not. Never.
Now, when listeners hear your music, what do you want them to feel? When they hear, especially Jealous, what do you want them to feel when they hear Jealous?
The reason why I started doing music got me through so much stuff as a kid. Like, I feel like there is a song for every possible emotion that you could possibly be going through that can articulate how you may be feeling, especially when you might not be able to articulate your feelings yourself. Because I can't tell you, there's been plenty of times like when I've been like upset about something or anxious about something, and I didn't exactly know how to go about conveying it. And like, that's where I would turn to music. Like, I was like, yo, like, this song right here is describing how I feel right now, or how I've been feeling for the last week, or how I've been feeling for the last month. So that's why I got into it, because I was like, look, like, maybe my art can be used as somebody's escape route. They might be going through something, and they might not know how to articulate how they be feeling, or write it down or go talk to somebody about it. But like, they might listen to my song and be like, look, that's exactly how I feel right now.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to get into it and take it seriously. Jealous, and not just Jealous, but like, oh, my record. Jealous is just the most recent record that I got. If you go through my catalog, every single one of those records got something behind it. Like, I never got on the track and just started like talking shit about like the women that I might spend time with or how much money I may make or the kind of car that I drive. I might dibble and dabble in that and throw that like a sprinkle of that in there. But the overall message of my music has got to be for like somebody who might be going through something, because there was so much music that I can recall from being a youngin' going through stuff that got me through a lot of stuff. And I wanted to be like that person for somebody else. If it, obviously, like as artists, the more people we want, you want the most amount of people listening to music. Obviously, that's why we do this.
Yeah.
But if one person like come up to me and go, yo, bro, I ain't gonna lie, that one song that you got, I got this one record, it's called Let God Guide Your Way. Sunday morning when y'all are on y'all way to church or whatever y'all doing, listen to that.
It's like a gospel type of vibe with just inspiration.
I don't know if it's gospel. It's a lot slower than Jealous, but it's something that like I really like I address like the youth in today's society, and you know, just trying to grab, because I work with kids. Like, I got my own youth basketball program.
Dope.
That's how I stay close to the game, even though I don't play no more. Mm-hmm. I'm always trying to give back. So like me working with kids, I see like how they growing up these days compared to like how I was growing up a decade ago. Mm-hmm. And I just try to be like an older brother and, you know, kind of guide them so they don't make a lot of the same mistakes that I made.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, with my music, I really want it to resonate with people on a personal level. Obviously, like, I want you to turn up to it and whatnot and, you know, enjoy the instrumentals that the producers that I work with have put together. But at the end of the day, I want you to leave like, I didn't just listen to They Want Nick. I experienced it.
So it was experience.
Yeah.
There you go.
Dope.
Now, how do you
In the mic.
Oh, sorry. So, how do you approach balancing emotional honesty with artistic preservation in your songwriting? Sorry, my voice is a little hoarse today.
Nah, that's all good.
Sorry.
Hee-haw.
I can hear you.
Oh, man.
Yeehaw.
How do I balance emotional, what was it again?
Emotional honesty with your artistic preservation.
She got these T.I. questions. I'm trying to figure out what that means.
I'm
emotional honesty preservation.
Y'all want to turn this into a therapy session?
Yeah.
I'm like,
I'm like, wait a second. That's a good question now. I'm over here like, what the hell? I'm glad I'm over here today.
Emotional honesty. Ooh, I'm about to drop a gem on y'all, man. I probably, and I ain't afraid to admit this shit because I'm a grown-ass man, but I was talking to my buddy about this the other day. I was like, yo, bro, like, I remember being a kid, and, like, as a young male, you're always taught to, like, not cry and not show emotion because, like, that makes you weak. I was like, yo, bro, like, I probably cry now more as an adult than I did when I was a child. And, like, that shit don't make me a bitch.
That don't make me a bitch.
That don't make me less of a man. I know how to fight.
Right.
Like, that. Like, I don't, that doesn't make me feel, I feel like, especially as men now, and I'm trying not to go down a rabbit hole here, but, like, that's why it's most of the men that are killing themselves these days, because as men, you feel like you can't express yourself or talk about stuff,
man,
that's,
you know,
bothering you.
It's our culture, bro.
Yeah, man. Like,
that's our culture. Our culture is the only culture where, like, you know.
Thanks, Pig. Big, we live on the radio, bro. Respectfully, you can't come live on the show and join it. Like, this guy's at the station, and I brought you on stage thinking you knew the rules to the show. Because the Clubhouse people, they don't know, so I can't blame him. I brought him up.
Good.
But he...
I low key want to hear what he had to say.
If it'll mess up my station if I let people kind of just jump in and do that. Like, it'll be then the next person. So respectfully, we'll talk behind the scene, Big. Anyway, what was you saying?
Yeah, just trying to balance being like, it's okay to show emotion. Like, that doesn't have, you don't have to feel like less of a human being just because you're publicizing a moment of weakness.
Right.
That's why I mentioned to y'all earlier, like, y'all, like, I probably cry now more as an adult than I did when I was a little kid, which is kind of like opposite. You would think that you would
cry more when you're younger.
You would cry more as a youngin than you would as an adult. When in reality, like, it's the other way around, because when you're young, you really don't know how to handle your own emotions. You don't know how to articulate.
Channel them, and right. Well, I cry once a week minimum in prayer.
And that's good, bro.
You know what I'm saying? But I pray, I cry for the most important reason, would you want to cry, just asking God to forgive me and just...
Or for guidance.
You know what I'm saying? Huh? For guidance, right. Just,
and, be on my knees in my living room,
repentance.
Like, please tell me
forgive me.
Please tell me what you're trying to show
me
right now.
Yeah, shorty was walking down the street. I was peeking at the fatty, oh, Lord, forgive me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But nah, man. Yeah. Trying to balance that and then turn it into art, I feel like me trying to blend the two of those together makes it easier for people to see what I do and go, you know what? I don't have to feel like less of a human being because I made myself emotionally vulnerable. Like, it's like that's not a crime, man.
Right.
And if you are around people who make you feel like it is, and you need some new damn friends.
Definitely.
Because ain't none of my friends looking at me like, yo, bro, like, you acting like a little bitch right now, even though you're crying. Like, I don't hang around people like that. I don't hang around people like that. And from a friend perspective, I don't hang around people like that from a family perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess to answer your question, like, I trying to blend the two of them together, I don't want to say the word balance. I would rather say the word blend, because when I blend them together, it makes it easier for people to see that it's okay to be emotional from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to publicize how you may not be feeling. I was talking to my therapist about this the other week, and I said, look, it's okay to admit that you're not okay. It's just not okay for you to stay like that.
Indeed.
It's not okay for you to stay that way. So, like, what are you doing about it? Okay, you have a problem. The first step to fixing a problem is admitting that you got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now what are you going to do to fix it? So that's the beauty of art and being in music and being in entertainment, being able to convey those emotions in certain ways that people can relate to is probably my favorite part of being an artist. It's not hearing, again, and I appreciate the love, it's not hearing my song on a radio station like how you guys have played for me tonight. It's about conveying feelings and emotions that people pull me to the side and be like, yo, bro, I ain't gonna lie, I don't know what you was thinking when you wrote that song, but I listen to that song every single day.
Wow.
Or I listen to that song whenever I'm down and I feel like shit not going my way, bro. I turn that shit on, I go to the gym, I go work out, I go for a run, I go for a walk, I get in my car and drive, and I just put it on repeat over and over and over again. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I appreciate you getting my streams up, bro. But at the end of the day, like, that's why I decided to start taking this music shit seriously.
Serious.
Now,
don't
can we
like
go back
that.
To Jealous real quick? Talking about being emotionally available, right? So can you give me a lyric from Jealous that you really want people to know about?
Ooh.
Since we're talking about being emotional, you know what I mean? So I'm pretty sure you have probably like 10 of them that really, really resonates with you.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you the first bar. Literally the first one, as soon as before the beat even drops, the first thing out of my mouth is, you're so suspicious when I'm with my friends, I'm trying to speculate on the influence. Because when it's you and me, that same energy, it ain't meant to be, girl, because we've been through it.
Mm.
And,
And that's catered to a female.
I'm referring back to a past relationship that I may have had with a young lady where I'm feeling like you accusing me of doing stuff because of whatever reason, when in reality...
Is it specific, though, or just general? Because you had several relationships. Is it one girl in particular that line about you trying to get around that and make it general so she don't be like, he on the radio talk about me, that was me, I was that...
You know, I think it's definitely probably... I probably generalize it a little
bit. Right, being safe
I did that with my first song. Julia, I'm so sorry because I keep going away from my most recent single. But I did that in the first song that I was telling you about, when I made Move On and it went viral. Uh-huh. I wrote that song because I was just coming out of a relationship and I was basically admitting to the fact that, like, it was time for her and I to go our own separate ways because of stuff that I did, because of stuff that she did. And I really hate to, like, I feel like the best music, I seen Tony Ayo say this the other day. So, yo, the best music come from the, like, real pain.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
Your best work is going to come when you really going through some shit.
Always.
And, like, I don't feel like I have to necessarily be going through something traumatic in order to make good records.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't sit there and act like I'm not going to run to music when I'm going through something.
Right. I mean, music is therapeutical, man. Like, the people, that's most people's scapegoat. Either listening or doing it.
Or making it.
Right. Let's get some questions from the viewers. We got Farrah Franklin, former member of Destiny Child. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it. It was on the Bills and all that.
Oh, my goodness.
She's tapped in. She had a question. Nice. She said, how old is he and when is his birthday? She said it's random, but right.
I'm 27. I turn 28 on September 30th. I'm September 30th. A Libra.
Libra stand up. And then we're going to go to my guy Biggs, who actually wanted to chime in. And I know he's probably new to the platform, so I want to give him an opportunity to chime in on that subject that we was talking about earlier. Big, if I offended you by dropping you, man, I apologize. Definitely ain't mean no offense. I know you probably ain't know the structure of this platform. Most of the people on Clubhouse is just on Clubhouse, and it's permissible to kind of come on stage and just kind of like just jump in. Yep. That's the zone or whatever. But so again, I apologize if I offended you or if you felt disrespected any type of way, Biggs, but I want to give you the opportunity to chime in on what we was talking about a few minutes ago.
Hey, bro, look, my bad. I should have, you know, I had me a couple of drinks. Hey, I felt like having a conversation.
Yeah,
hey,
look,
I heard I came here, you was talking about something, it sounded good, like something I wanted to reply on. Hey, I wasn't even thinking radio station at the time. I was just right. Like, oh, shit, I want to talk. He talking about that. I just felt like reply.
Right,
you know
right,
what I'm saying? When you said that, I realized, oh, shit, I'm in the wrong place.
Right, definitely, extra wrong.
Hey, look, you know what I'm saying?
The lick of the setting.
I didn't mean nothing wrong.
No, it's all good. Let's get to it. The lick of the setting. So, speak your mind. Even our guest was interested. I felt
throw
a little
bad. Throw that topic back in, man. Let me reply.
Oh, he done forgot. The alcohol done made him forget about
throw
what he was
going
to
say. Throw that one time.
You talking about men's mental health, my brother.
Mental health. No. It was something I replied to.
I think that you had mentioned something about
emotionally honest, I think, was the specific thing.
She had asked me something about being emotionally vulnerable in my art, and I was trying to explain that. I was like, look, like, from a male's perspective, that's why a lot of the men are, like, leading the suicide rates these days, because...
Yeah, and I think I was going to say something about, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they... Men, you know, a lot of these men ain't even growing up with daddy figures, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And as a dad, you always got to be, like, the toughest form of everything, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, when you have daughters, you ain't even got, you can't, you got to show a certain firmness, but at the same time, you got to show a certain softness, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a little girl. Mm-hmm. But the same way with your son, too, man, shit. Yeah, wow. My son come to me with a splinter in his hand crying, I'm going to tell him to stop this shit, but at the same time, I'm going to be asking him, is he all right, trying to pull the fucking pain out of him, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we look at the whole perimeter of the whole fucking situation and shit, man. It's us, you know what I'm saying? Everybody worrying about what the women who ain't women gonna have to say about them. Like, you gotta be tough 24/7. You know what I'm saying? Dude, they saying that to you, they don't even fucking care about you for real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, because a real woman wants you to be 100 with her. Right. That's showing emotion, feeling, all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying?
So you still be crying over women or not?
No, I've been my woman for 7 years.
So would you cry?
We love each other. I know, I got a buffet.
I know, but do you be crying?
No, I ain't got no reason to cry, brother. Like, if something worth for me crying over, I would cry over it. I ain't going to hide from it. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want her to see me, but she always around me. So she'll see me cry.
But
if I have to cry, my woman out, we both got jobs. We work.
Oh, and both of y'all work?
After we work, we together. Yeah, after we work, we together.
No, I'm saying, like, you love her so much that you could show her your vulnerable side and cry in front of her.
Man, when you're emotional. Even if I don't cry, she can tell if I ain't crying. She can look at my face and tell that I'm hurt about something.
Right. You ever cried if she was about to leave you?
Yeah, nah.
I'm just messing with you, man. Bringing a little humor, but thanks for tapping in. Any more questions, man? We're gonna be bringing Nick back soon. I don't want to divert from the fact we need to promote this single. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Definitely interesting conversation. Jealous is on all streaming platforms, correct?
Yep.
We need everybody that's going through something big. I know you need to play it because I know it's a lot of jealous exes who mad you've been with your old lady for a long time, big. So you need to play this joint, tell them to play it, and stop being jealous of you and your new old lady.
Yes.
Because both of y'all got jobs, and your ex-girls and their boyfriend, only one of them got jobs. You and your girl got a job, right or left, big?
Right.
Yeah. That was a flex. He said, we both got jobs.
Yeah,
I said, wait a second, hey, my
bro.
Boy.
I'm trying to get like you, bro.
We trying to be like you, my boy. That's a flex right there, my boy. We both got jobs. Damn, you doing it, my boy. That's the reason for people to be jobs. They both got jobs. Shit, only both one of us got jobs. Okay. One of us is part-time. Anyway, I'm going to take one more question. Pink, say what's up to that boy, Nick Brooks. He here. He got the single Jealous that's out right now, all platforms. Make sure y'all scream it, download it, and run it up, man. If anybody on the platform know any way he might ship it for syncing or movies or TV or anything, because there's so much stuff going on now with, you know, multiple platforms that's looking for stuff. Usually you just only could depend on TV and video games, but you got people wanting sync stuff that's not on mainstream TV, that's online and on Roku and all. It's so much shit going on.
Speaking of Roku, man, oh my God, before I forget, my first, my streaming TV debut is August 1st. Miss Education out on Tubi, August 1st.
Nice.
Season 1, 9 episodes. Shout out to, Mr. Rasheen and Miss Rachel Hill.
Rasheen?
They're my directors, and that's his wife.
I know which one though. Where you from? He from Jersey?
He's from New York.
New York. Okay, I thought you some of my guy Rasheen used to work with.
Lovely couple. Hill. Gave me the opportunity to join a beautiful cast last year. I've worked with them on numerous occasions, trekking back and forth to New York, New Jersey to shoot multiple scenes on different dates. With different outfits.
Dope.
So that's one of the best parts of being an actor, man, is when you get to see your work come to life and you get to see yourself on screen after all the edits are done.
It's a good feeling, baby. Good feeling.
August 1st, 2025 on Tubi, Miss Education. Y'all can check me out. My character's name is Jackson Truth. He's a bank teller by day and an aspiring rapper by night.
Okay.
Farrah Franklin said, I love you, giving your team a shout out. That's respectful, and that's what's up. Blessings to you and the crew. Pink, do you have a question? Or anybody else over there on Clubhouse? We want to take one more question for the brother.
I got a question.
Is your name Pink? Big?
Big, put the liquor down. Big, put the liquor down, nigga. Lit, yeah, he done hit another Don Julio motherfucker. I got a question. What liquor store at in your hood when I come visit you, nigga? Because me and all that, we got two jobs, and nigga, I can buy all the Don Julio the fuck I want. And Don and Jose Cuervo and my Casamigo and them. All them motherfuckers. what liquor store at? I'm sitting over here like,
nigga.
Didn't we just tell you just can't jump out and talk, my boy?
Let Miss Pink go first, and then I'll get the.
All right, go ahead, Miss Pink.
Hey, love. I just want to. What advice would you give other artists in the industry that, since you've been here, you're acting, you have so much going on? What advice would you give aspiring artists?
What advice?
Wait, did she say expiring?
She said aspiring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Said, what is expiring?
What can I tell aspiring artists trying to get into the music industry? You need some money.
Definitely.
First thing, you're going to need some money. You're going to need some patience. because it's not gonna happen overnight, and you're gonna need to do your research on marketing, because your song is nothing without marketing. Matter of fact, I won't even say your song. Your brand is nothing without marketing. I can't even begin to tell y'all how many marketing dollars I've spent on my businesses in the calendar year 2025, and we only in June. We 6 months in at this point. So you're going to need some money, one. You're going to need some patience, two. And then you're going to need to research on how you're going to market your product out to get the most eyes on it as you possibly can. And then you're going to need a network. Yeah. All right. You're going to need, because if you don't know anybody in the music industry, it's going to be really, really hard for you to break into it.
Definitely.
Just like anything else in life. If you don't know nobody, if it's a group or a club or an organization that you're trying to get into, it's going to be real hard for you to get in there if you don't know nobody who's already in there. So those are probably the four pieces of advice that I'll give somebody who's trying to get in this. Do not expect to make a whole lot of money in this up front. Just because of the fact that unless you like one of like the big dogs in the music industry, or you get a buzz and you got a certain following as an independent artist, you probably aren't gonna make a whole lot of money doing this music thing up front. Like, I knew that getting into this, but nonetheless, I wanted to use music as a tool to obviously connect with people who follow me. And I started Quiet is Kept. When I started acting first, I wanted to use music as a tool to get into the acting world quicker. I figured if I do this the right way, it'll probably present me with more opportunities than what I wanted to do originally. Kind of like how Will Smith did it. Mm-hmm. He rapped first and then he started acting. John Cena was a rapper at one point. So
wasn't Mark, what's his name? Mark the Wild Bunch guy, Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg was a rapper, yep. as well.
Look at Method Man. He made music, now he's acting.
Right.
So, that was my original game plan. I just ended up falling in love with the craft and obviously getting good feedback. So I decided, I really want to take this seriously and actually devote time to it. But all my independent artists out there, man, just stay the course. And if you really want to do this, the fact that there's no timetable on it isn't going to bother you.
Right.
What do I mean by that? It's the same thing with acting. I was having a conversation with my mom about this the other day. Because obviously, I sit back and I look at... When you're running a race as a horse, you're really not supposed to look to your left and right to see what the people next to you and your peers are doing. You're supposed to look forward and worry about what you got going on. But us as humans, we compare by nature. Like, you obviously are going to, you might not even do it. You might do it subconsciously. You might not even know, I'm thinking about what such and such got going on over here and comparing that to what I got. There's no timetable for when this is going to work out. There's people who try to get into the industry. They broke in after a year. There's people who broke in after 5 years. There's people who broke in after 10. There's people who broke in after 20. There's people who broke in after 30.
Right.
If your question is, how long is it going to take me to break in? I don't know. That's between you and God.
Statistically, it's a minimum of 10,000 hours. If you add up everybody that kind of did it. So I tell people just prepare for 5 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. Just have that in mind. It might happen sooner, but if you ain't prepared for a 10-year, we 10 years here. And in the beginning, the first 2 years, I'm like, nigga, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Fifth year, I start seeing so much traction. Sixth, seventh, and eighth is
But most people quit before you get to that point.
They quit.
So are you going to, if you really want to do this shit, are you going to quit before you get to that point?
Right.
What if I told you instead of it being year five, it's going to be year seven?
Right.
But you don't know that. Maybe your breakthrough is going to be year seven, year eight. It's not going to be year four, year five. Do you really want to do this shit that badly?
Most people don't.
You'll thug it out until you get to that point?
Right.
I was in Fanatics at Fanatics Fest in New York City the other weekend. I pulled
what
up.
What kind of fest is that?
The thing that Michael Rubin runs, where it's at Jacob Javits. It's at Jacob Javits Convention Center, where they basically bring in a bunch of athletes and entertainers to basically interact with fans. It's,
oh, dope.
Yeah, yeah. Dope. He's been doing. He used to be part owner of the Sixers. He owns Fanatics. Fanatics is like a sports gambling platform. You could buy sports memorabilia. So I went there a couple Saturdays ago to go see John Cena because he's a good friend of mine. And he always
hold
told
on,
me.
Wait. You ain't going to just let that flex, that slide, that fellow, he's a good friend of mine. Wait a second, my boy. He's a good friend of yours. Wait a second. He just tried to slide that by fast.
Yeah, just a little
being
bit.
Being humble. Now, yeah. We caught that, my boy. Because he's a good friend of mine. Uh-huh. How many people can say that shit? You know what I'm saying?
John Cena is the best, man. That's the first guy that, or the first entertainer that gave me the confidence to go and pursue this. This is an occupation, and he's always been made himself available to me for advice or, dope. You know, if I want to ask him for how to go about a certain situation, navigating something in the entertainment space, which is crazy as hell because he is one of the most busiest human beings I've ever, like, come in contact with. So just for him to take the time, because he could have, when I met him back in 2021, he could have just been like, kid, fuck off. Like, I signed your paper or whatever, your poster, your training card, like, leave me alone. That could not be further from the truth with him. He's always made himself available, always given me advice. He's always been nice, always been respectful. So I hadn't seen him in a while. I knew that he was going to be in New York that weekend, and I went to go, you know, just go say hello as he was doing his autograph signing. And I was telling him, you know, because, you know, obviously I have to check in with him from time to time. I remember when I first met him, he told me, look, kid, like, I didn't get, like, the Fast and Furious and the Peacemakers and, you know, the mainstream television. It took me like 15 years to get that. Mm. I'm in year 4 or 5. So, like, know that this is not going to happen for you overnight. Do you really want to do this bad enough to the point where that's not going to bother you? Or are you going to quit before you get there? And, like, every time, like, I feel like I'm getting, like, a little bit discouraged or, you know, I'm wondering why I'm not hitting the benchmarks and the goals that I feel like I should be hitting at that particular time. I always just refer back to that. And, yeah, he's the best, man. They say never meet your heroes. That could not be further than the truth with that man right there.
Give it up for John Cena, man, for embracing the next up-and-coming stars of the future, man. That's dope. That's why I always try to make sure, you know, even from my scale, that, you know, the people that's, like, on their way up, just embrace them and show that extra love. Can't show it to everybody because you'll spread yourself thin. So if you're that chosen one that I show love to, man, I'm always embrace you and give you that opportunity. Single, Jealous is out right now. When are we getting that video?
You know, I think I might do something visual-wise
some
for Jealous.
Yeah.
Before that, but I'm going to do something before the end of the summer. Because I'm trying to decide whether or not I want to do a whole video, like an actual, like, traditional music video, or do I just want to, like, put out short forms of content. And again, Pilar and I were talking about this the other week to try and figure out what would be the best approach towards it. Because we live in a day and age now, man, with social media, everybody got small attention spans.
Yes.
I'm starting to realize this more. I didn't realize this when I started taking music seriously, but, like, are you really going to sit through a 3 to 4 minute music video and watch the whole thing through? Like, you have to be, like, you know how much you have to fuck with that song in order to do that?
Like,
I can't
artists,
even remember.
Like, is it
or that
Beyonce,
artist in general?
You got to be super A-list and then people will take the time out.
I can't even tell you the last time, like, I sat through watching, like, a whole 3 or 4 minute music video. Right. So, like, as an artist trying to make it in 2025, you have to take account of that. So right. Do I really go and spend the money on a traditional music video, go rent a boat and a yacht and hire 20 girls and show up half naked and twerk and whatnot?
Right.
Or do I just get my camera guy, put on a nice fit, and go shoot some, like, 30, 45-second content with a nice backdrop?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or that's go, or I pull up to a place like Time to Grind Radio.
Hey. And that's why I was like, when I see a cameraman, I kind of was like, that's the first thing I thought, like, no cameraman?
Yeah, man.
But we got some behind the scenes for you, so it's all good. Because I always think marketing, even like the, you know, the intro and all that coming up, thinking that's, if not more important than actual watching us live, seeing the behind the scene, that you coming in here, all that stuff is critical to the connecting with your audience.
That content that you post, man, is a free lottery ticket.
Yeah.
It's a free lottery ticket.
Yeah.
So you thinking about, you know, second guessing, like, oh, I don't know if I should post what's in my drafts, or I got this one video that I took from a couple of weeks ago. It's kind of just been sitting on it. I haven't
post
don't really know if I post. the damn content, bro. Post it. Stop being shy.
Yes.
Put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, listen, man. We definitely want to bring you back as things progress. So if you got new stuff to promote and put out, the single is out now. We want to play it one more time to close out, give you an opportunity to take some solo pictures. We're going to be your cameraman today. We hired as the cameraman.
Yes.
No, I appreciate you.
Know that's how we do, man. It's, I mean, we be bored sometimes. It be us, you see. One person can sit there. Listen, we be bored. Everybody don't get to come in. It's the Jersey Breakfast Club, and we like to keep it like that. There's a lot of people that can, tons of podcasts around here that you could get $25. You could go smoke weed in the front, hang out, do whatever, bring gang gang. Nigga, it ain't going down here. Gang, gang, gang. You got to leave gang gang out of this bitch, baby.
Nah, y'all are definitely doing y'all thing, man. I've done a couple of these in the past, and y'all just the camaraderie that the two of you got, and the vibes that I felt since I walked through the front door, Seven, you have been really, really welcoming.
Hey.
There's been places where I've gone and, like, I'm... Wait. Dude getting ready to interview me, and he's like, yo, bro, let's get upstairs and get this shit over with. I'm like, hold on, dude.
Wait a second.
Calm down a second.
Hey, wait.
From the minute I got out the car, man, you've been real welcoming, real warm. And, I mean, I knew it was going to be like that anyway because Pilar is like that.
You should have known, right.
I know she's one of the best in the business, period.
Definitely.
But what y'all got going on here is special, man, and the vibes in here are immaculate. I'm looking forward to seeing y'all grow as I grow as well.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, man, we gonna meet all the way at the top.
Yep.
Let's introduce this Jealous joint, man. We gonna play it as you. We gonna take some solo pictures of yourself for your archives. Artists, if you got music, I'm hanging out after you leave, and my special guest co-host, she's had a meeting at 1 o'clock, so you gonna be perfect. You gonna be on top of your meeting.
I know I am.
And again, and I apologize to Huff even doing the... Look, interview time is usually 9 o'clock, but again, I told you we had the show in New York, and outside of this radio joint, Pilar, I tell you, I got the label. I got a lot of shit going on, and that's another reason, respectfully, why I just can't bring anybody in here, because a lot of people just trying to just have a meeting with me. So if they could be on the radio, get the interview, have it all in one, people would die for it. So it's different when certain podcasts, that's all they do is their podcast. They ain't got the record label. They ain't got an artist out here bubbling and all this other shit going on that people is trying to. You see when we go to events, how they be coming up to me. And the podcast is second. Me, my industry connections and all the other shit I got going on is primary. But they try to do a two-in-one, try to come in here. And I got the printing business as well. Everything you see in here, I print. Cat will try to buy some business cards and have his phone out trying to get me to listen to his song for some $50 business cards. No more public printing. It got to be word of mouth. I got to know somebody or you can pick your shit up outside the door. Niggas come in here and get their business card. Yo, Big Seth, check out my song. Like, how I'm going to say no, I ain't listen to your song. You just spent $50 with me. Mm-hmm. And $50 is the world to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Is in the eyes of the beholder. Like, $50 might not be nothing to Jay-Z, but to the average person, this means a lot to me, like you're millions. So I find myself listening to people's music when they come by business card. They set me up. Probably didn't even need no damn business card. How I'm going to get up in that room with Big Seven and get them to hear my shit?
Yeah.
They was getting me. They had an agenda before
they was getting. Nigga, they was getting it off.
Yeah.
I caught on. Nah, we don't do business cards no more.
Yeah, but you can't be mad at them because they trying to, look.
I ain't mad.
They trying, you can't knock the hustle. Because look, if they came to you and said, look, bro, if you was me, what would you do? I'd be trying to get in front of a motherfucker like me faces, just like how you are right now.
Facts. Shout out to that boy AB. Good seeing you at the big concert last night with Rock the Bells, LL, great event, Farrah Franklin.
Hey,
I see you. So yeah, let's get introduced this Jealous joint, and let's get the flicks, and you want to shout out anybody, though, before we play the joint?
Oh, man.
Pilar, she's first.
Shout out Dr. Pilar Scratch.
Hey, jiggy, Pilar.
She's the best. Shout out Dr. Scratch. Shout out Ma Duke. Shout out my dad. Shout out Taj Soul. Shout out all my kids who are part of my youth basketball program, Me Versus Me.
Nice.
Yeah, man, Jealous is out now. It's out everywhere, so y'all could go ahead and blast that at y'all little cookout functions because this is a summertime vibe, and I think that song's going to do really, really, really big things, man. Shout out to y'all, too, for having me. Man, this is probably the most fun I've had at an interview since I started.
Say that again for the people in the back.
Say it again.
This is probably the most fun I've had doing an interview since I started getting into entertainment, man. I feel like we was just chopping it up. We didn't even feel like anybody. I just got headphones on and a microphone in front of me.
Nice, nice. And this is the short form, again, because we got a mission to jealous it. But when we double back and do the... Again, this was the little... Foreplay, respectfully, you know what I'm saying? This wasn't even the whole day. This was the day, you know what I'm saying? This was Netflix and chill.
This was just to get the party started. This was appetizing.
Right. Appetizing, good one. All right, y'all, man. Y'all go follow my guy. Give him all your social media as well.
Oh, yeah. Y'all can follow me everywhere on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Nick Brooks, NickBrooks. SS. I go by the name of They Want Nick, man. So my music, they.
Oh, wait. So is that the wrong Instagram?
No, that's my Instagram.
Oh, I was about to say Nick. We dropped the ball.
My artist name is They Want Nick. So, like, if you type in Nick Brooks Jealous on Apple Music, you're not going to find nothing. I drop all my music underneath the name They Want Nick. That's my stage name.
I like that.
I've trademarked it.
I like that. I mean,
it's all over my merch. It's all over wherever, like my website, theywantnick.com.
Yeah.
It's got everything that you need to know about me from my youngin' days playing basketball to everything I do as an artist, everything I do as an actor, and my youth basketball program is underneath there too, man. So theywantnick.com.
Dope. We're going to get into this Jealous record, y'all. Make sure y'all tap in with him, man. Go download that joint. Run them streams up. And he will be back soon, man. We be starving. Nick, we starve for company, right?
Yes. Like, absolutely. We need your presence.
We starve because if it ain't a celebrity, if it ain't somebody super tapped in or somebody that's really encompassing what the time, because it's called time to grind. Some artists out here might have one record, or we want the artist that's out there grind, doing multiple things, whether acting, whether real estate, doing multiple things, or that one thing, but super grinding in it, if that make any sense. And it's like, that ain't everybody. Some people... Get lucky.
Man, we rescheduled this 3 times.
Right.
We rescheduled this 3 times, and then Pilar hit me yesterday and said, can you pull up on 7 at 11 p.m. on a Sunday night? I said, I'll be there. Just send me the address.
And he pulled up on time by himself without gang.
Nope.
Ain't
no
asked, could he go smoke weed in the hallway?
I don't drink. I don't
smoke.
My mom taught me, if you're early, you on time. If you're on time, you're late.
Definitely was on time, y'all. AB, I see you, man. Again, y'all go follow my guy. I'm going to hang out for another hour. They're going to take some pictures, and my company going to be out here. I'm going to be back. The lonely gets lonely. Jealous. Let's go.
A-L-O-U-S.
So suspicious when I'm with my friends. I'm trying to speculate on the influence. Because when it's you and me, the same energy. It ain't meant to be, girl. We've been through it. I love you, Nick. You know this shit. I talk real slick when I drink a bit. I'm not blaming it on the alcohol. When you not here, you giving me withdrawal. I'm jealous. So, so jealous. Yeah, I'm jealous, so, so jealous. When you disappear, my biggest fear runs all through my head. I said, don't worry, baby, these groupie hoes, they can't get up in my bed. They try me like, why me? Where did I go so wrong? I was trying to tell you how I felt about it, so I put this shit in a song. She's jealous, so, so jealous. She's jealous, yeah, so, so jealous. Overly jealous. Now I'm out in Cabo with some fine hoes. Nice life. Margaritas through the night, what a nice life. Pull a big pimp and know that Nick's in it. Seeing that you feel away from a distance. Really love all the hate, but the hate come with pain. Turn the pain into fame. Thank God I ain't the same. The same, no, no, no. No, I ain't the same, no, no, no.
J-E-A-L-O-U-S. Yes.
So suspicious when I'm with my friends, I'm trying to speculate on the influence. Cause when it's you and me, the same energy, it ain't meant to be, girl, we've been through it. I love you, Nick, you know this shit. I talk real slick when I drink a bit. I'm not blaming it on the alcohol. When you not here, you giving me withdrawal. I'm jealous, so, so jealous. Yeah, I'm jealous, so, so jealous. When you disappear, my biggest fear runs all through my head. I said, don't worry, baby, these groupie hoes, they can't get up in my bed. They try me like, why me? Where did I go so wrong? I was trying to tell you how I felt about her, so I put this shit in a song. She's jealous, so, so jealous. She's jealous, yeah. So, so jealous, overly jealous. Now I'm out in Cabo with some fine hoes, nice sipping life. Margaritas through the night, what a nice life. Pull a big pimpin', know that Nick's in it. Seeing that you feel away from a distance. Really love all the hate, but the hate come with pain. Turn the pain into fame. Thank God I ain't the same. The same, no, no, no. No, I ain't the same, no, no, no.
Spinning. Somebody tell me if had what we started, then why we still at the beginning. Dreno is free you, screaming free you, till they free you. Know we need you when I still see you. Know these bitch niggas mad they can't be you. I know the hood gonna relate to this shit, cause we started from nothing, we come from the gutter. Snakes in the grass, I put on that mask like the devil, then reach for my hand like we brothers. Who's our mentality, make it through actual tragedy, no nigga handing me shit. Yeah. Yeah. Wrist on wrist, we gonna be lit, gonna get hit. That's why I sit on the stick. Cause I know that these fun niggas creepin'. I just need him to give me a reason. Now I gon' lift up his soul like he dreamin'. That's why I stay with a stick. I don't beef with the boy, you'll pester me. If he run up, get done up, no testing me. Won't get the best of me. That's why I stay with a stick. Cause I know that these fun niggas creepin'. I just need him to give me a reason. Now I gon' lift up his soul like he dreamin'. I don't beef with the boy, you'll pester me. If he run up, get done up, no testing me. Won't get the best of me. That's why I stay with a stick. Yeah. Sorry, you know I look up to you. If you say that it's stuck, then it's stuck with you. In my line, I'm through fuck niggas busted you. Shit, he get spooky. I turn his life to a movie. Deep water head first, sharks looking, they waiting to slide on your block like you Tootsie. I know these odd niggas hating, they mad that we all in the way. I know some demons who gon' keep on sinning, I tell them to pray. My niggas scoring, gon' get you a bucket, ain't talking to Leia. Wait till I'm rich, we gon' be lit. Gonna get hit. That's why I stay on the stick. Cause I know that these fun niggas creepin'. I just need him to give me a reason. Now I gon' lift up his soul like he dreamin'. That's why I stay with a stick. I don't beef with a boy, you'll pester me. If he run up, get done up, no testing me. Won't get the best of me. That's why I stay with a stick. Cause I know that these fun niggas creepin'. I just need him to give me a reason. Now I gon' lift up his soul like he dreamin'. I don't beef with a boy, you'll pester me. If he run up, get done up, no testing me. Won't get the best of me. That's why I stay with a stick. Dirt said it best, so I keep that bitch on me. They killing the artist. Streets undefeated, he running his mouth like a goofy. Ironic, they killed him in Target. Me sliding drill like the Three Musketeers, so you better not clap it. I strap it, let's fuck all them bitches who laughed it. Let's clap it up, but when we blow, you gon' gas it up goofy. My life gon' be like a movie, can't be caught up with no groupie. Please do not move like an ox, we all with the sheets and we moody. I've been so cold for the longest, my heart start to feel like a smoothie. West on rich, we gon' be late, gonna get hit. That's why I stay on stick. Cause I know that these fun niggas creepin'. I just need him to give me a reason. Now I gon' lift up his soul like he dreamin'. That's why I stay with a stick. I don't beef with a boy, you'll pester me. If he run up, get done up, no testing me. Won't get the best of me. That's why I stay with a stick. Cause I know that these fun niggas creepin'. I just need him to give me a reason. Now I gon' lift up his soul like he dreamin'. I don't beef with a boy, you'll pester me. If he run up, get done up, no testing me. Won't get the best of me. That's why I stay with a stick.
And it's still free drill, bitch. Fuck anybody who say otherwise, you heard? It was sad. Wait till we ever we lead this in the past, you feel me? Just stay 10 toes till we eat, you heard? Ain't too much more I can say, man. The Rockets is a sandbox, gang. See y'all at the top.
It's strife. Yeah, I'm taking all my feelings to the grave. I admit it, to this money, I'm a slave. To my young niggas coming up, yeah, we the way. Yeah, yeah. For my city, I'm the one who they believe. For my niggas that feel victim to police. For my family trying to make it out the streets. Yeah, yeah. First time we met when we was young, I said my nigga's solid. The shit you asked for, I'll go get it, cause you know I got it. But then that time passed and I could see the distance. On a decline fast, but you just wouldn't listen. No people grow apart, but it ain't had to be this way. You had a choice between me and them, and you want me to stay. Ain't no hard feelings, no, I love you, it won't ever stop. You burn these bridges, don't expect me just to send a yacht. Trust a snake before these niggas, they gon' bite to start. These niggas fake like they your friends so they can knife your heart. Thought it would last, but I could see now we've been miles apart. Yeah, yeah, we've been miles apart. Yeah, I'm taking all my feelings to the grave. I admit it, to this money, I'm a slave. To my young niggas coming up, yeah, we the way. Yeah, yeah, for my city, I'm the one who they believe. For my niggas, I feel victim to police. For my family trying to make it out the streets. Yeah.
Great interview. Shit Alive. We here, Time to Ground booming live. We're going to hang out for another hour. I think we got some people that skipped that line. Yeah, man. Shout out to Nick and all the other artists that that's out here on the grind chasing their dreams. Shout out to my boy AB, Farrah Franklin. I saw AB last night at the Red Man. Oh, my God. I was in heaven yesterday, man, at the Prudential Center. I actually lost one of my friends at the event. Caught a heart attack, broke my heart. I was just talking to him, telling Trace, hey, Sev, we're going to take a picture with him. That's my guy. We go way back. And then, bam, they was like carrying him away on a stretcher. Like my life just flashed in front of me, man. And from Allah we came and to Allah we should return. And when I lose friends and family members, the first thing I think is staying on top of my prayers and getting my affairs in order and getting my relationship even tighter with my creator. It's the first thing I do. From Allah we came and to Allah we shall return. All right, so listen, let's get back to this music. I'm going to hang out for another hour. My boy D Marciano out in Ohio sent something there. And we're going to get to it right now. All right, I'm back on tomorrow, y'all, so I'm only going to hang out for maybe a half, and then I got to get my ass home, and I'll be back at you guys tomorrow. All right, so, yeah, we tapped in, man. We tapped all the way in. Did y'all see the picture with Kid Capri, Redman, Tretch, Tracy Seven, me? I got some testimony and some footage that I'm talking about, Tracy Sev, gonna blow y'all mind. And it's not scripted. You can't make this shit up. Niggas been watching the grind. Niggas ain't been begging our friends and people that's in the game to You gonna let me friends? Wait, are you gonna jump in? Or you gonna hold that tail? Or you want, it felt so good, you wanted to stroke a little bit, like get a couple little strokes in. What we doing, wait? Damn, I was tanning it up. Wait, see, I gotta get a little bit of that in. Pink, you see this shit? Wait.
I was so excited.
I can tell. That thing looking good. I'm tanning that thing out. Bang, 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 bang. Front lace, hand. Oh, grab the leg, throw it in the air. Bang, 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 bang. Let me get some of that. Let me get a little bit. Like, wait, chill. Jeez. Wait, was over this motherfucker like. And she thinks she like it. Anyway, like I was saying, man, I had that camera rolling. And Redman, Tretch, Kid Capri, they out there. You know, Redman and Tretch just talking. They talk about Tracy Sev. I don't want to go into no details because I'm going to post the footages. And, you know, just feel real good to be in the position to have people watching and respecting not only the dope talent of my artists, but the grind. You know what I'm saying? Because I think talent come a dime a dozen right now in today's economy of music. But it's that undeniable grind and that relentless going after it without begging for handouts that is really impressing a lot of my industry peers, whether it be Redman, SZA. Like, I've never asked none of these people that love me for nothing, never. I'm like, but y'all see what I do anyway. We're going to go figure it out, and if people want to add on and volunteer to help, or if I feel like I've exhausted everything I did and I need help, I have no problem with doing that. You know, I got the call from Jay-Z for my grind. I got the call from Wendy Williams for my grind. I got the call from anybody I've ever done any business with in this business. Was I put in work and made myself an asset. You know what I'm saying? So I think that might be just the boss side, because I know plenty of people would have got some of the aforementioned on the phone. Can you help me? Can you please help me? I need to just help me get on. I need a... Like, nigga, you know, they got other people that's probably even closer to you, family members that's asking for that same shit, that they looking at like,
brother,
So you just start rapping last week and you want to open for me on like a family member, Chili. Fucking just start rapping last week and hitting me up because we blew up asking, could he open up on tour? And he just start rapping last week. No, nigga. Nah, we ain't going to do that. Let me start this Instagram over. Yeah, but I had fun outside of, you know, witnessing my boy, rest in peace, Tone. Muslims don't supposed to say rest in peace, but from Allah we came and Allah we shall return. Just kind of witnessing them take him away on a stretcher. Again, the first thing I think is, you know, from Allah we came and to Allah we shall return. The first thing. And it's just a reminder. Death is inescapable. That's the only thing that you will never... You can escape a murder. You can escape robbing a bank. You can escape a lot of shit. But you can escape taxes. But you will never escape death. And one thing about death is a natural cycle of life. It's guaranteed. And I think people tend to forget that until they get sick or until they, you know, something happens. I'm so convinced now that if God give me another 60, I'll be, like, grateful. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't want to get, and feel free to get off the mic. Some people don't want to go past 80 or 90 because they feel like they can't really do too much. Is anybody in here like that? I want to live as long as God going to keep me here. 102, 105, like, I just want to be here. Some people, like, they don't want to make it past 80 because they ain't going to be able to do this. And nigga, anybody in here like that? Would rather just go at 85 or 90, even if they got more in them, but just don't want to be here because they can't do as much as they want to go to the club. They want to go do the nigga. They want to drive. You ain't driving that new 100, man. Sit your ass down. Where you going? Anybody feel that way? That they don't want to...
I definitely agree with you on that side.
On which one? I said like several different things.
The whole thing about, you know... going peacefully, you know what I'm saying? Like, death is very guaranteed, you know what I'm saying? So nobody's promised tomorrow. That's why you gotta, you know, count the blessings. All the anger and everything that we've gone through in this world is really crazy, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I try to live my life to the best of my ability as far as staying positive and accepting positive into my circle. You feel me?
Right. Right, I noticed I ain't see somebody in here tonight, but they be tapped in all the time. Pink, what, you know, what the hell is going on? What the hell is going on? Messy Relio is back. You know what I'm saying?
I know you're not talking about me.
Pink. Well, if the shoe fits, tie it up.
Right. Pink, next time, feel free to use your gun when people be saying, like, straight crazy stuff. Thanks in advance.
Okay.
Feel free to use it when you know it's somebody who have no business saying stuff that they know don't apply to them, but want to just jump in it so I can hear their voice. All right, just shoot them down real quick. Moti, you know doggone well I ain't talking about you.
I thought you were.
But how?
Because I wasn't here.
See, you wasn't listening to what I was saying.
No, I heard you.
And you heard, see, you know, hearing and listening is two different traits.
Yeah, that's why I said I heard you.
Right. You heard, but you wasn't listening. You know those two different things, right?
Yeah, I just said that, yes.
Okay. Now I'm on your ass. Now I'm talking about you right now. You lucky you silent.
Very silent.
You lucky you silent. I'm talking about croutons. I'm talking about lettuce, Roman lettuce. Instagram, send me that music right now. We here. We hanging out for another half an hour. If you're an artist and you got a song, get it to me right now. Shout out to Nick, man. He definitely gave a great interview. He's popping his shit, talking his shit. Drop some jewels. If you're an artist and you got a song, get it to me right now. Shout out to Snow Baby. Shout out to that boy DeMarcio. I got your joint right now. We about to get it on, my boy. Shout out to Ohio Stand Up. Let's get to it. Grateful.
Sasa.
Wow.
Back home.
Oh, may the force be with you when it's 4-4 hit you. If your mom's open the door, your mind gone. May the force be with you when it's 4-4 hit you. If your mom's open the door, your mom's going with you. I told you. Oh, you's a tough guy. You better jet like Lee, cause Romeo must die. I'm on a higher level. Shoot up the whole club so I could dance with the devil. Stocky like Rocky, 25 Johnsons where I be. Let's talk.
So I'm grateful for a lot of things. These days I ain't got much to complain about. I'm on a plane right now, just trying to map it out. I'm from the north, but I made my way down to the south. They know my name, but they ain't really know what I'm about. I'm on the hunt for the cash, niggas chase the clout. I grew up broke, no joke. Me and mom inside a townhouse. I had to get it, I was trying to see what that crime about. Niggas scamming, they robbing the scamming. Call us some bandits. Oh, I'm sure I'm sure retirement plans to change.
Talk to him, my boy.
Love with fast money. I'm not slow. I gotta keep my circle tighter than he hoes close. And I show everybody love, but that's just how it goes. You see me falling, beat me up if you my real bro.
Oh.
I ain't really had nobody at my back, though. They say they love me, but I'm thinking this act, though. I had to question the love they have for me. I was showing love that nobody asked from me. So what I get in return, be looking like a dummy. But I'm so true, I do it again, ain't that funny? Look, I can't change who I am, so I change my surroundings. 28, but I keep it 1,000, a big bank. And that shit still calling, I'm just saying. I had to climb out just to get to where I am. And it's a blessing, so I'm grateful for a lot of things. These days, I ain't got much to complain about. I'm on a plane right now, I'm just trying to map it out. I'm from the north, but I made my way down to the south. They know my name, but they ain't really knowing what I'm about. I'm on the hunt for the cash, and niggas chasing clout.
Hey.
I grew up broke, no joke. Me and mom inside the townhouse. I had to get it out, trying to see what that crime about, nigga, for real.
Hey, hey. 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 Dope. I don't know, it's something about the instrumentation. One of the sound effects sound like my mic is hissing or getting feedback. That might need to be turned down a little bit, bro. I kept checking my mic thinking it was my mic that had feedback, but it was the song. Did anybody notice that sound effect, the instrumentation? Hey, I said I'm 4+3. All hood boogers get in my toe bus free. I said I'm 4+3. All hood boogers get... That noise right there. Some, one of them noises is doing too much or too loud. It's piercing. Hey, Caramel.
Hey.
How are you? Thanks for being patient and thanks for coming on stage and not just jumping out, just like doing what that boy, the drunk guy was doing. Remember Big? He just came in and just started going, just taking over the shit.
Oh, no.
Right. Like, where he from? The liquor store?
I guess so.
Now, why your voice sound familiar?
You know me, Big Seven.
Wait a second. This girl, man, you keep tricking me with pictures and new. I'm mad at you, girl. Why you keep changing your name?
Why you? I got two profiles.
But what? But please tell me why a grown woman got two. Wait. Can you help me make this up? I got one profile.
I'm so proud of you, Big Seven.
Huh?
You know, you a grown man. I'm proud of you. That's what's up.
What you proud of me for?
I have one profile.
Wait a second. Is that a trick question? Like, wait. That sounds like some trick shit right there. That sounds like she's setting me up. Like, I'm proud of you. You're the only fool out here with one profile, yo. Hey, wait. She's setting Schwoley up. The hell is going on?
That's wonderful, Big Seven.
That is?
It's all about grinding, right?
I guess when you're grinding, you need more. What happened, Wade?
I said reverse psychology.
Right. She's trying to do some funny style stuff. What the hell is going on, Mama? You doing some funny style stuff, Mama.
I love you, Big Seven.
No, you don't.
I will always love you, Big Seven.
Okay.
You had a little drinky drink?
No, I might have a couple of. I might be high, but it's all good.
You high?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what kind of high? Wait. How this stuff fall in my lap? I be needing content.
You asking this question.
Right, yeah. What the hell? What kind of high? You want dope?
No, just THC.
Oh, you smoking weed crack?
Gummies.
Oh, you want some gummy shit?
Yes.
Okay. Look at you getting high. You proud to be high?
Oh my goodness. Who is proud to be high at my age, really?
How old are you?
I would never tell you that, Big Seven. We had this talk already. Remember that?
You sound like you happy to talk to me, girl.
I'm happy to talk to you, Big Seven. I love talking to you.
No, all jokes aside, because you're making me smile. Do you really love talking to me?
I enjoy talking to you.
Say swear to God.
I swear to God, I love talking to you.
Put it on Jesus.
I put it on Yahshua.
Moti, you hear this? Are you sure? Are y'all sure?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I believe you. Yeah, we here, man. Who that man in the picture with you?
It's my son.
Wait a second. Oh, you know what? I never opened it. My bad. I just, again, from a distance, like where I got my thing at, I definitely would have noticed that it was somebody younger, or maybe it could be your son or nephew or something. Shout out to your son.
Yes, he's 18, my handsome son.
Okay, I believe every mother think their child is handsome, so you ain't.
Yes, and I do feel, and I know that my child is handsome, Big Seven.
Right, but that goes without being said. I knew you felt that before you even told me, because I feel the same way, and Chili feel the same way, and I'm pretty sure Pink and everybody else on this platform.
Thank you, Pink.
They got kids. They don't feel that your son handsome. They feel like their child is handsome.
I know, you heard how she said,
"Oh, thank you, Pink. Oh, thank you." But like, wait a second.
My child is handsome.
No. I ain't saying that they don't feel that way. But that wasn't when I said that they feel the same way. I meant like for their child. Like by default, we all supposed to feel. She was like, "Thank you, Pink. Oh, thank you, Chili. Oh, thank you." She ain't hear them say not a damn word, but saying thank you.
I heard you.
Share that live, man. So Marciano, man. D Marciano, I like the record. I like your vocals. I like your sound. It's not too late, AK. You can send something in. I'm hanging out for half an hour. Send it over. I just feel like one of them sounds in it, Chili, just bothered me through the whole record. And I didn't.
Yep.
I thought it was too much. I thought I had feedback on my mic. So, what you thought, Chili?
Now, I have mixed emotions on that. I like what was done to it, but I don't like the arrangement at all. Like, there was no.